Sport on RTE Radio 1.
It's 25 to 9 now. Darren Frahill is here with Sport. A big win for Galway, Darren.
Yes, Keane, and local bragging rights as well against their great rivals Mayo in the Connacht Championship. Very, very tight game. I think Mayo people will look back at this one and be very disappointed. But another win for Galway, four in a row, Keane, and the Tribesmen winning 117 to 115 in Castlebar. It's the first time actually since the 1960s that Galway have managed that feat. And Adrian Eames spoke to the manager, Pádraig Jones. He started by asking him about that four in a row.
It's brilliant, delighted to have done it. You know, it's as I said before the game, it's kind of a bit of a mystery how we haven't done it in 30 or 40 years, whatever it's been, you know. So look, delighted with the lads, delighted with the group. I thought it was a fantastic game of football, fantastic advert for provincial championships and why they should be still kept in there. And fair play to Mayo, like the Joe, they were lucky in the end there. They got it down to a kick of the game, kick of the ball, and every score that we got today, that was the 117, we earned every piece of it, you know. And look, delighted with the lads, delighted with our performance. And I think in the end we showed a bit of maturity and a bit of kind of cleverness in the end. And with a huge impact off our bench as well, Adrian, which we can't go unnoticed, you know, because Joe, unfortunately then we got Cathal Sweeney on the pitch, and unfortunately take him off for tactical reasons. He did nothing wrong, but look, Peter came on then and caught a couple of balls. So look, that's what a squad does, what a squad plays to, and delighted for the lads, and they'll enjoy it.
And you're into the group of death now.
Yeah, look. To be honest, Adrian, I think it's great. We've been in the group of death the previous 2 years as well, and we've seemed to manage okay in it. But look, what fantastic games we're going to get there. You know, we're going to get Dublin, fantastic side. We're going to travel to Derry, which you know, they're going to come out fighting. They're both in the league final last year. You know, their previous pedigrees of winning provincial championships all the time, and the losers of Ulster. So look, it's not going to be easy. But again, they're for me, it's a better group to be in, to be honest, because I think it gives you better games. It'll test our squad, and it'll also give game time to our middle part of the squad, you know, from numbers 21 to 25, 26 as days goes on, because we can't expect the same 15 to be playing all these tough, hard games, you know. So look, we'll go at it, we'll enjoy tonight, we'll enjoy tomorrow, and we'll go back on Wednesday and we'll reassess it, and hopefully we haven't too many knocks there. One or two knocks came off there, so hopefully we're okay to go at it.
Yeah, well, just on that, just to finish, John Marr went off at half time. How is he?
It's not major injury. Look, it was a dead leg off the ball that he got, and look, it was getting stiffer and stiffer. So look, when you're in Castlebar, you're playing a running team, you can't have a guy out there that's struggling, and we just got fresh legs on in Cahill there and Peter at the end. So look, he'll be fine for the next day. He'll be okay.
And Shane Walsh and Damien Comer.
Look, again, we'll see how they are. You know, like I think the lads today themselves proved, you know, like Shane and Damien have dug us out of big holes over the years, come back of them, two fantastic footballers. Of course, we'd love to have them fully fit. They're not fit at the minute, and it's a testament to the lads that they didn't need them today, you know, that they eked out a result without them, which is always great on our behalf. And good that the lads today kind of stood up, and that experience was sent to them.
Yeah, so Galway squeezing through there. In Killarney, it was a much different affair. Kerry just too good for Clare. They claimed a fifth title in a row, 420 to 21 points, the scoreline there. So the goals in the first half doing all the damage. That's a league title, a Munster title in the bag now for Kerry. And of course, now they'll set their sights on the All-Ireland series. And Kerry will play Roscommon, Cork, who they've played already in the Munster Championship and had that really tight game, and then the runner-up from the Leinster final. So I spoke to Jack O'Connor after the game.
Look, sure, everyone saw the battle we got from Cork and Páirc Uí Chaoimh. We have to go back up there again, so I think everybody will be forewarned this time. You know, we realised what we were facing, but maybe a lot of people maybe on the outside didn't think so, but we know Cork are dangerous, highly dangerous. Roscommon have got promoted. They're a Division 1 team, really. They got promoted back up to Division 1, so they'll be a good test here in a couple of weeks. And sure, we'll take the other one then, Meath or Louth. Meath had a great win the last day, but so had Louth, so that'll be an interesting clash. But happy enough overall. You know, we're playing two new teams in the group this year, Roscommon and Cork. So, happy enough for today, you know, but we'll have to enjoy tonight and focus in on that next week.
Can I ask you one final question? What do you think of the timing of this draw for the group stages, the couple of days before two provincial finals?
I still can't figure out what was the logic behind it. No, they were talking about maybe logistics or something, but I can't see how that would help the logistics. It just doesn't make sense. In many ways, it takes away from the actual provincial final when you have the groups coming out on the Wednesday. So, look, maybe somebody will educate me on the reasoning behind it, but I can't personally see the logic in it.
Yeah, that's Jack O'Connor there. In ladies football, Meath beat Kildare to book a place in the TG Cahir Leinster football final. Kerry reached the Munster final only after a hard-fought victory over Waterford, and they'll play Cork in that final, who got the better of Tipperary. Now, the Camogie Association has defended the use of the Scort in their game. Dublin and Kilkenny both attempted to not wear that piece of clothing in their game at the weekend. They decided they'd wear the shorts worn by the men instead, but they were ordered to change before the game could start. And the Gaelic Players Association has also called for the players to be given a choice in what they wear. And of course, there was a vote at Congress, Camogie Congress, last year, and it determined that the rules governing the playing wear should not change. All sections of the Camogie community got an opportunity to vote on that proposal, so it just wasn't the players alone. The association has confirmed in a statement last night that it is establishing a working group to examine issues around the comfort, fit, design and overall performance of the playing wear. In soccer, Chelsea beat the champions Liverpool 3-1 in the Premier League to go level on points with fourth place Newcastle. Newcastle themselves actually slipped up yesterday with a 1-1 draw away to Brighton. A little bit lucky to get the draw, in fact. And Manchester United lost again, this time a 4-3 loss away to Brentford. That's their 16th loss in the league for United this season. West Ham drew 1-1 with Tottenham. In Scotland, Adam Eda scored as Celtic drew 1-1 away to Rangers. In athletics, the first Grand Slam track series in Miami, Andrew Coskren finished in third place in the men's 5,000 metres behind the winner, Grant Fisher. Zhao Xingtong holds an 11-6 overnight lead over the three-time winner Mark Williams at the World Snooker Championship Final at the Crucible. That'll resume today. Callum Devine won the Access Ireland Rally of the Lakes in Killarney. Oscar Pistastri has won the Miami Grand Prix. And finally, Banbridge won a third men's EI Champions Trophy in as many years. They beat Lisnagarvey 4-3 in a shootout in the final at Havelock Park yesterday. At the same venue, Railway Union retained the women's title with a 2-1 win over Loretto. That's your sport for now. Back to you, Keane.
Darren, thank you.